This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
As usual, we're going to be with you all the way through until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in touch with us on this show, you can get us via WhatsApp, firstly, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. And if you don't know that by now, you should. Mm-hmm. We've got a poll running on Twitter. We've got a poll running on Instagram because we're asking, have you changed your job in the last 18 months? And if so, why? If not, why not? A few options. Yes, I had to. Yes, I wanted to. No, same job. Or no, unemployed. As of now, we have 251 votes with 54 minutes left. Get involved. Let us know what you're up to. That's because we've got a story coming up a little bit later on. We'll get to that in just a moment, though. First up and foremost, is how to raise your purchasing power, something that we've picked up from The Star. We'll be talking a little bit about that. And then, of course, it is story number two, and that's where we're getting to the poll for this story.
Yes, so we're discussing essentially the job mismatch that's been increasing in Malaysia lately.
Aha. And then to wrap up with story number three, we've heard about how some of the night and weekend market traders in PJ are cautious over reopening, even though it's now allowed. This is kind of echoing back on some of the F&B outlets that we've seen saying they prefer not to open fully just as of yet because they don't feel as though the numbers are in the right place and all that kind of stuff. Right. Kick us off then. I've got this story here. So focus on job creation, ease restrictions on economic activities and extend the lifeline to consumers and businesses to increase the purchasing power of the people, stakeholders have suggested. So the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Association, FOMCA Chief Executive Officer, Dr. T. Saravan, has said that the current inflation rate is impacting the purchasing power of the people, amongst other things. He added that many measures must be carried out to increase this purchasing power, including reviving the economy with stricter standard operating procedures, especially at factories and big companies, which will lead to job opportunities for those who are employed. Here's a quote, purchasing power depends on real income. With more people in employment, more money is spent on products and services. He said this, adding that the government must also bring in more foreign direct investments. That was echoed in one of the points yesterday that we heard as well. Initiatives such as income tax exemptions, price control of essential items and proper enforcement by the relevant ministries will also lead to an increase in the purchasing power of the people. Now, on Sunday, the Prime Minister said that to reduce a long-term negative impact on the economy, the government will focus its efforts in achieving two main objectives, which are to raise the purchasing power of citizens and to return the private sector to its role as the country's main driver of economic growth. Professor Yi Kim Leng of Sunway University said to raise people's purchasing power, the government will need to prioritise those who've lost their jobs due to retrenchments and those whose business incomes have been severely impacted by pandemic restrictions. That's a lot of them. Now, to restore lost jobs and to create new employment, restrictions on economic activities need to ease so that consumer spending, which makes up 60% of GDP, can normalise to drive the economic recovery. Here's a quote. Likewise, government spending, including procurement contracts and infrastructure construction projects, need to be boosted to complement private sector spending and give the economy an additional push. The government can also capitalize on the improving global economy by facilitating the export-oriented industries to operate at full capacity as well as to expand their operations. Now, the people's overall purchasing power will also be lifted if the government can attract foreign and domestic investments, as these activities will create jobs and income opportunities for unemployed skilled labour and SMEs supplying goods and services to the investment projects. The other key economic imperative is to raise the skills and productivity levels of the workforce so that they're able to earn higher wages. Now, he added that unemployed graduates and retrenched employees could be given retraining and upskilling opportunities to meet new labour requirements, especially in digitalisation, automation and e-commerce in the post-pandemic economic landscape, all things that we've been harping on about for the last 18 months. ASEAN Future Workforce Council Chairman Datuk J. Panayapiam said that the introduction of structured SME working capital loan assistance temporary bridging loan programs, enterprise financing schemes, startup development programs, unicorn development grants, and sector-specific measures would also be the innovative way forward in re-energising the economy and enhancing job creation. So synchronising these measures with employability initiatives, such as targeted wage subsidy packages, introduction of job skills packages, new skill capacity building initiatives, and result-based hiring incentives would yield the desired outcome in the short term. That's all what they've been saying. Awful lot to digest there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it all goes back to those three things that we've spoken about regularly. Digitalization, automation, and e-commerce. These are the big things coming through right now. A lot of discussions we've been having here on the shows, and particularly on OFBs, about companies moving to getting digital. And we spoke about it even just yesterday. You know, going digital doesn't just mean getting a Facebook page or an Instagram handle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing as much as you can to kind of make things easier and smoother for yourselves and to move things, your product, quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got a Facebook page, great. If you've got an Instagram page, great. Link everything together. Get yourselves an online store. Do whatever you can if you're an SME to get stuff out there. Chris?
Yeah. Nothing really to add. I think it was a pretty comprehensive rundown of how the people's overall purchasing power can be increased. But yeah, definitely digitalization has a lot to do with it as well. And, you know, I mean, they're all good suggestions. I'm not the expert. They're the experts. So
exactly.
I'm just going to kind of nod my head in agreement.
It's not just about, you know, raising people's purchasing power as well. It's that want and that need to want to spend money, you know,
and
as of right now, I think most of us are in that huddling down trying to save money because, you know, for many of us, we still don't see the quick end, the light at the end of the tunnel just yet to think, you know, maybe I do need to buy myself a new pair of sneakers or a new pair of shorts or a new pair of jeans because we're still working from home.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we are moving on, though, because we've got a question for you. And it's kind of related, but we're talking about skills, I guess. You know, and have you changed your job in the last 18 months? And if so, why? If not, why not? Let us know. Polling over on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Get in touch via WhatsApp as well if you have a comment. 018-789-8899. We've got some messages we'll get through in just a moment. First up, though, we're going to take a break with with some music from the Monkees, the Arctic Monkees. I bet you look good on the dance floor here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.